Hey, is everybody set here? Why don't we begin our meeting of this month's Thursday, September 26th, Palm Coast Beautification and Environmental Advisory Committee. Okay. By all of us standing and giving the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, great. All right, next item is roll call. Begin on my left.
Bob Knapp, I'm here.
Edward Byer, I'm here.
Colin Parlow.
Jeffrey Sy, here. And we have Beth Jordan and Ray Tyner over there. Hello.
Hello.
Make a visit, good. Okay, next item, just running through the agenda, the minutes. And that is the meeting minutes of last month's meeting, August 22nd, with the Beautification and Environmental Advisory Committee. Has everyone had a chance to look them over on the agenda packet sent by Ms. Schaffer? It's been several weeks. Has everybody...
make a motion to be approved as... reported.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Seconded by Ed. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting minutes are approved. Okay, moving right along, let's go to old business. And this is our big business, the business that we've been involved in for quite a long time. I was looking at the past year, and we began this actually on the February meeting in February, the discussion of an environmental agenda of climate change and sea level rise. And here it is. We had Ray, Mr. Tyner, visited us in May and spoke to us regarding the items in our report. And after much work, we've got the report done, for the most part. And I hope everybody had a chance to look at this possible final copy or a copy that could use some more work if everybody, or what we think about it, if you want to think some more. But that was included with the agenda packet. And also, I put together a... not in a format of a business letter, but just a rough draft of a cover letter that would go to the mayor and the city council. I don't know if everybody had a chance to go over that. So that's what I was wanting us to look at tonight and see what we think. And then go forward with that, how everybody, so I can open it up.
Okay. Yes, I thought it's a very good document. I looked it over. I do have a couple of changes which I'd like to discuss here and see if we want to do anything with it.
Okay.
My feeling when I read this, it has a lot of great stuff in it. But I just feel that it may not be strong enough in certain areas, such as if you, under the introduction on page one.
Can you pull that up, put that up on the screen, Beth?
Yes.
The report, please. I don't have my copy.
Okay, we have that up? No, that's not it.
That's
the
cover letter.
Yeah.
Okay, here, there it is. That's the introduction.
Now, in the introduction, where we say climate change and sea level rise is now recognized as a phenomenon that has long-term potential to threaten our very civilization. What I'd like to think about changing here, because I think that this is such a a drastic and important subject, I'd like it to say something like climate change and sea level rise is currently recognized by most nations of the world as a phenomena that is threatening our way of life, period. In other words, to bring it to the forefront, because it is here, climate change is a threat now, and although many people think it's just a hoax, but I don't think, and we have, I think you have to be more forthright in putting it on the table that anybody thinks it's a hoax must have their, should have their heads examined.
Could you read your change again?
Yes, I would like the first sentence, it would read something like this. Climate change and sea level rise is currently recognized by most nations of the world as a phenomenon that is threatening our way of life.
Sounds fine to me.
That's strengthening that sentence, and it's bringing it right out to the, making a straight statement there that there's no question that it has the potential because it's here.
Yeah.
If we're saying potential, well, then you're getting into, oh, it's a hoax, and 100 years ago you had the same thing, and all this and that. I would lay it right on the line. Hey, this is it. This is now. This is what we got to do.
Okay.
So, in other words, a stronger language.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that.
I like it. Yeah. The other one seems to be putting it off to another time.
And then... the other thing that I wanted to us to look at was on the recommendations. I think we have any other comments except to the recommendations where we make, and I hear again, I think that, do you have that up there, the recommendations?
Yeah.
That I think we should be stronger, maybe involve the community more under the third recommendation. It now reads, enact and include in the comprehensive plan policies that follow a silently approach towards CCSLR and focuses on adaptive capability, which is the ability to assist in the handling. I would want to put that enact and include in the comprehensive plan, provide excessive incentives for homeowners who install highly efficient energy devices in their home. Something that...
Well, go on down. I think I have something on there in the recommendations, if you would please, Beth.
Well, it starts... Well,
take advantage of green technology, residential home construction.
Yeah, we're
all should take advantage of new energy saving technologies. That's right on the top of the of that page, on the second page of the recommendations.
First bullet. Page four, right? It'd be page four.
Yeah, the top bullet.
My thought was there that, you know, if we're just playing around with this, you know, why not make it concrete and bring in everybody in here saying that, hey, if this community, if you're going to get into this climate change, we'll give you incentives to do it. Let's start doing it and then just not talk about it. And let the city work out what kind of incentives they would give somebody.
They're already doing that.
Well, yes. In a way they do, but all the things that I heard so far were that companies this and that, but not homeowners. So I want to see something that specifically states to homeowners that if they install solar or highly efficient energy devices, they will be getting some compensation or something.
Okay.
By the city.
Well,
because, you know, in the end of the line here, as years go by, it's going to come about that our government is going to get back involved in climate change. I have no doubt about it. And there are going to be incentives and everything put in there. It's got to happen. Otherwise, this is going to go down the drain.
Well, are green building incentives to apply to homeowners as well?
The what?
The green building incentives that we have to apply to homeowners.
Well, that's what you're talking about, buildings and all, but suppose a person...
Building is a home.
Well, we have retrofitting as well. Retrofitting is also in the green building incentives.
And what do we give them for doing something? What is a...
They get rebates on their building permits, and I believe a discount on their utility fees.
I believe so. So it's twofold, it's building and
utilities.
Well, I'd like to see that more brought out here so that people know. I don't think most people know that, if they are talking about that, an incentive to get them to have a boost them to do it. In other words, let's get going. If you do this to your house, we're going to give you, not if, well, you build a house.
Well, I didn't want to get down into the minutiae of everything, but because it's got to be flexible enough that it may or may not happen, and we would like it to happen, but we're not going to go from point A to Z without going through B, C, D, E, F, the rest of it before
we
get there.
That's why we're talking about this now, I think.
Yeah.
And
that's what I was thinking, is that we could take it in a stepwise approach, which I think is what's going on, what the city has in place already, is the these green plans for the residential homeowner, where they do get the rebates. I don't know what more the city could do, because it is strictly up to the homeowner and builder. That's why it's got to be an incentive-driven thing.
Now, this
city prepared to do many more big incentives?
I think it's a great suggestion. I think Mr. Bear is correct. I don't know, we haven't had much takers on it, and I think we need to do a better job at providing the information out there that we do have incentives, because, we really need to look, maybe y'all can help. What can we do better to...
Yeah.
Make sure that people have those type of incentives.
That's right. If a person has a 20-year-old house and he might not have been thinking about it, and said, but hey, if you put a gold solar, we're going to give you something if you do that on that 20-year-old house.
I absolutely think that's the key, providing incentives. People are going to do this.
We have 6 building permits for residential houses submitted that are green building. So.
Six, just now, just recently?
Of how many?
Well, probably a lot, but...
It was one builder that brought in 6 at once that are all going to be greenhouses.
And they're all limited. We got a limited supply of money, too, though, right? That's something we look at increasing that, if we get...
Okay.
If it starts getting popular.
Okay, so maybe there should be some statement included in there of funding, that there should be a sufficient funding for green building incentives for both residential and homes.
I don't like that term, green building incentives, because I'm trying to key it to the person who's been here, who has been here, has a 20-year-old home, not a new house.
Okay, we could incorporate that as retrofitting too, a statement about
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, but
that's a good one.
So
there
that
would
was
be
my,
some types of incentives that, for retrofitting.
Okay.
But wait a second. I like that, and I think we can do something with that by just rewording that. I just like
the first bullet has to be changed.
Another bullet?
Go back up to the first bullet, please, Jeff. On recommendation. What was it, Glenn?
I'm reading.
That's it there. Okay.
any of those bullets reflect that. They can just leave it as it is.
And they deal with something a little differently than what we're talking about now with the Green Building Technology and Innovation District incentives. This is the item, this top item is dealing with that bullet that's on there for on the top right now. But we can do that, okay?
In the first bullet, yeah, you could add something in there after that sentence or something like that, or put something in there.
After, on this one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a good way.
Maybe that last sentence where it says residential home construction.
Yes.
Should take advantage of new residential home construction and retrofitting. Should take advantage of... of new energy savings technology.
Yeah.
Or another statement somehow, leaving that for construction, but then and maybe adding a sentence about residential home owners can also take advantage, should also be able to take advantage of retrofitting green technology. Something like that.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good words coming in there.
Yeah, okay. I'll write that down.
Residential construction should take advantage of new energy savings technology and be made available for retrofitting
of existing
structures.
Yeah. Let me write that down. Just rewrite it and then bring it back.
I don't know if my brain can repeat that.
I have the general idea. Yes, I like that. Good. Very good.
Are there already better standards demanded in these areas that are subject to more wind or storm surges, or
just in general?
The building code is always changing to apply new technologies to it. The base for the building code is already starting to implement more green requirements into their codes. So they're always moving forward with the next new thing. So energy saving AC units, lighting, water.
Is there anything, say, in a more wind-prone area? Has a wind-prone area been designated?
Yes, I believe in...
That was what Ms. Bivens was doing, right?
Close to the intercoastal, they have to have wind-rated windows in any new construction. Required.
Other than windows,
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Well, I would imagine
the
roofing.
The regular
we have a windborne zone that typically is on Colbert Lane down. Everything to the east is you got to. I think it's 130 mile an hour. Wind. It includes not only your windows, but it also includes front doors. Also
doors.
Oh yeah, it also includes your trusses and your roof and a lot of those the materials very very strict and not only the windborne zone but all of Palm Coast you've got it's 110 mile an hour you got wind standards because we live on a coastal community and what Jordan was saying too is kind of interesting is that within the last 3 years. Florida Building Code really increased the standards for green incentives. They actually make them a requirement. There's a whole list, and probably another meeting in the future. We actually just hired a new chief building official, but I can see maybe one day in your future meeting we'll get a list or get the one of our building code guys come and give y'all some updates on the specifics. I don't know all the requirements.
Of course.
Like Jordan mentioned the energy efficient. The energy efficiency is probably the strictest in the United States. In Florida. You've got to do these tests even before you get a CO on how much they put like these tubes and the air conditioning and to see to make sure that your house is kind of sealed. That energy's not escaping. Even the fixtures and the appliances, there's a whole slew of standards that been recently, I think within the last 3 years.
How do builders react to that?
Strict. Insulation requirements are different. Yeah, a lot stricter when it comes to energy efficiency.
Well, of course the cost is.
Your units, your air handlers, all those have changed. So we're really starting to see.
Now, when you said that that there's been construction standards put in place, was this a statewide?
Yes.
And the legislature is the one that passes this, and then they have a division?
The Florida Building Code is, when you go vertical construction, the Florida Building Code is what our building folks, we implement that. It is a state code, state standard. That is done by the legislature.
Is Palm Coast greater than that? Is the Palm Coast standards greater than the Florida standards?
You can't, at state law, you cannot add to the Florida Building Code when it comes to structure.
Okay.
You go vertical, you can't.
I just don't know.
But our land development code, you know, that is, from raw land to before any, not hitting, you know, the structure itself, but it's like the city of Palm Coast, we can't have a code that kind of goes beyond that Florida building code.
Yeah, so you couldn't say, for example, that the houses in a certain area will have to withstand 200 and not 130.
Exactly. Right.
So that would be useless to put into any recommendation.
Yeah, but some of for Florida building code stuff, but you know, the stuff that you have in
the green incentives.
The grant center, that's fine.
That we can put in.
Yeah, for sure.
I understand that.
Yeah, they can do some more, you know, above green kind of standards. You can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but they're, you know, these standards don't stay still either. They could be changing every year.
Yeah,
we could be looking at these things and going, hey, we need to increase it even more because there's going to be trouble. Like, for example, the bullet that I have right up there that was below that one that says all building and home construction in any flood, storm surge, or wind damage prone areas will have infrastructure hardening standards to prevent losses. So that's what we're talking about. But
those standards are not Palm Coast, they're in Florida.
Yeah.
Like a couple of years ago, our housing program that we have, our CDBG program and MSP program, they came up with a program about 3 years ago where we got grant dollars for folks to retrofit. And those would be, you know, the folks, actually the county did the program just for 1 year, and typically it's for your low to mid, you know, income housing for folks that can't afford to retrofit. And, you know, we kind of still have that program now in our CDBG program where you're retrofitting, upgrading, hardening, so to speak. You know, you got a bad roof, you're going to bring it up to code. You know, in a Florida building code, if you have a certain percentage of your house that you're renovating or what have you, or a commercial building that you are, retrofitting, there's a certain percentage that, you know, that part you have to be, and I don't know what the percentage is, but then you would upgrade the rest of the building based on that percentage.
And who enforces that?
Oh, that's our Florida building code. That's when someone comes in for a permit.
So that before they get, and before they go in the door, or when they get the application, they're given that, they have
it's
to.
It's a code requirement. A lot of contractors,
they all know
that. They know that, yeah. A lot of contractors know that.
Okay, great. Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Ed?
That's the extent of the my changes that I looked at. Other than that, it looks good.
Okay, we can incorporate those then. Why don't we? We'll do that.
Did you like the change in the introduction? Is that okay by everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, can we go back to that? I think, I like that. I like that. We can put it in there in the wording that you used.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
Recognized by most nations of the world. Is that okay to go with
Is
that?
It recognized by most nations of the world?
Absolutely.
Well, it depends on what number you consider most.
Well, that's strength.
That's an iffy number that you can play either way. So I think most is safe.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we say is threatening our way of life.
Right.
Yes, I like that.
Is
a period.
Yes.
Is threatening our way of life, period.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, we can
incorporate that and word it as a correct sentence. All right, anybody else?
I have a couple. I have one deletion and one addition.
Okay.
On the introduction.
Yes.
I don't like the sentence, the report will pull no punches. I think it's hostile, unnecessary, and I think the report speaks for itself. I don't think we need to put that in there, but it's your report, so.
Well, no, we're here.
Where is it called? Our report. It's near the bottom.
Yeah.
There, of Beth's.
Yeah, under the introduction.
This report will pull no punches. The conclusions and recommendations could be seen as controversial.
There's a period.
Yeah, period.
Yeah, that sentence.
Maybe we could take it out.
Take that sentence of this report will pull no punches.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's.
What do you think?
It's just.
I don't think it's real strong, but I think it
could go.
It is a little strong. I think it could go.
Okay, that was my deletion.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one addition under, I guess it's background, on page 2. The common belief many people have is that the CCSLR is just a hoax, and before long, all will return to a state of normalcy. I would like to add to the end of that sentence, only time will tell. And my reasoning behind that is all scientific things over the years have been made to believe that they are absolutely true, and then 30 years later we find out that somebody changed something and that particular thing is no longer true. So I think it just kind of mediates it a little bit.
Well,
it's about
where's it,
right here.
I see it. It's highlighted there in the. You're looking at your important.
It's up there.
Oh. Okay.
Many people have. It's just a hoax. And before long, will you turn?
Problem is, what is normalcy? To a state of normalcy.
And return to the current state of affairs, maybe. Common belief.
And I would like to put at the end of that sentence, only time will tell.
Let's see.
Because, as we all know, a lot of the scientific things that have said over the years have been proven to be incorrect. It's just a.
Yeah, but I mean, on many things of scientific accomplishments and achievements, there is no doubt.
Mm. Yeah,
they haven't
absolutely
been proven wrong. Now, there may be ideas circulated on different thoughts, but I think right now I don't know. I guess we could put those words in only time.
I don't think that we can say with any kind of certainty that that the common belief as many people have. I don't think there's any information to suggest that.
So you think that sentence
maybe
could just be, say, left off?
We've already said that.
Yeah.
We believe it's occurring, and we all.
That's what we believe, but some many people believe that it's not even a real phenomenon.
We said that most
from the top down, we can.
Yeah, it's not common.
But we've already said that we believe that most nations.
Right, but this is, I
true.
Think this
now we're
is
saying
not
the common belief isn't that it isn't.
Well, but many people do have a common belief that.
I don't know what many means.
Well, it can mean whatever you want it to mean. We're not going to say 50% or numbers like that, but I think there is a large group of people that you could consider to be climate change and sea level rise deniers, folks that disagree with it, that don't believe it's going on. It's very much in the media now, and we're seeing a lot on it, but there also is a lot of people that aren't paying much attention to it.
I don't like when we say when time will tell, because we've already pretty much told them that we are under the assumption that things are changing at the moment.
Yeah, the first sentence.
I would leave it, personally.
Leave it alone or take it out?
Or maybe just, like, instead of saying the common belief, just say a belief that many people have.
That some people have.
That some people have.
A belief.
A belief that some people have that is that climate change and sea level rise is just a hoax.
A belief that some people have.
I don't like that word, hoax.
That CCSLR is just a hoax, and before long, we'll return to a state of. But then I don't like. Then how do you know what's normal?
I would say it's not. It's not an issue.
I don't like the word hoax.
It's been used too many times by our president.
Okay. Well, that will have to rework on that. That's a good. Let me think about that. I like that with the.
It's
hoax.
Like saying it's a.
It's a carnival magic trick or something that's gonna. Right.
So what are you going to go back and look at that and reword it?
I think that get rid of the common and just reword it. A belief some people have.
Some people have.
Is that climate change, sea level rise is not a real phenomenon.
It's not an issue.
Or is not an issue.
I think a lot of people believe something is going on, but they're unsure of the.
They're unsure
of the extent. That
it is happening, and hoping that it will go away.
Okay, that was good.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Good. This is good.
It's good.
Okay, this is why we've got to do it.
It's good that we tackled it.
Everything to do.
How do you think the city council is going to react to this?
Well, that's why I come here, too, to help with process.
Okay, so wait a second, Ray. Just before we're all set on the let's go with that next. Everybody's good with these making these changes. I can make them and send them out to you. We'll look at it and get it done next month. Okay,
sure.
Next month we'll be all done, ready to move.
We'll have the final ready for next month.
Next month we look at it, make sure the changes are what you want. We'll get it to you beforehand. Send them out. And then you'd be ready to go. And if there's something that you still don't like, you can contact Beth and let her know. That's the procedure that we operate under. Oh, you know, I wanted to just ask you, because we said this was about the city meetings and Ed meeting at the Garden Club with me. That would be maybe something that would have to be. If he came to that meeting, that would have to be listed as a meeting that we were having, correct?
Yes,
but if we, both attended that just on our own and ran into each other, would that still be an item that would have to be?
I think back to that training we have. So if you're at an event and you're both at the same event randomly, it's no discussion of matters that could be on your agenda.
Yeah, like for example, out at the Turtle, if some of the other members had chose to show up that day, it was a very nice presentation of Nadia. You saw it coming in.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It is pretty.
And well, if we would have just met there, we could say hi and
yes,
how, are you, how are you, but we couldn't be discussing any matters before the or even
yeah.
potentially before. Okay. Okay, but that I just wanted to clear it because I just thought of it. But all right, we'll make these changes and go from there for next month. Now, the process.
Yeah, if you can you put the cover letter back up? Yeah, y'all did a lot of work on this for sure. A lot of good work, and some of your recommendations were very good. How the process and how the ordinance is, especially with a lot of your recommendations. You know, our planning board is designated by the state as a land planning agency, and city council had made them the land planning agency and the planning board, and their responsibility is to provide changes to the comprehensive plan, making those recommendations and changes in the land development code. So basically, you know, the ordinance or the resolution that established this committee is, the process is, and you were part of the landscape code. Some of y'all were when we were doing the landscape code. So basically, you wouldn't really skip the planning board step. You would, what would happen when you're all set and done on this is you would go to, not city council, you would go to the planning board. So we would put you, instead of Mayor Holland in this, it would be to the chairman of the planning board, and then we would set you up, all y'all can attend,
mm-hmm.
and we would set you up as an agenda item to the planning board, where, and then we would notice everybody and have that discussion. Staff can give an overview, a little presentation, and then hand the floor off to you, Mr. Chairman, where you can talk as part of your item to the planning board and have that discussion with them. So that's kind of how the process goes. It wouldn't go to city council, it would go to planning board first. And it's kind of good timing because, and have that discussion with them, because this year, Denise and Jordan will be, I had assigned them this year to reevaluate our environmental and conservation section of our land development code and bring that back and have our stakeholder meetings and talk about that and then bring that to planning board. So this is a really good timing in that, getting the word out to the planning board and letting them know, done a lot of work and these are your concerns and have that discussion with them. And then of course, when we bring the code back, y'all are gonna be involved with that land development code and your recommendations. And I see the same thing that we did for the landscape code, how we kind of did joint workshops again for that. So and that's what I wanna do. You did great work and when I saw the letter and you're right on target but just the process, I think, of doing, that planning board. I don't want to jeopardize anything. Going to city council, they're going to say, oh, you're going to go to the planning board. And that's how we get some things done as part of the process. And that was the intent of the resolution, is coming up with those recommendations. And a lot of things, in the resolution, we do, there's a little sentence in the resolution that we have the same thing at the planning board, where the planning board provides those recommendations to city council. What the intent is, that's actually through staff. When we did the landscape ordinance, it's not the planning board chairman or the beautification chairman going to city council providing that recommendation. It is our staff report when we provide, the ordinance and the proposed code changes. we provide in our staff report what those BAC recommendations are to City Council. We provide what the Planning Board recommendations are to City Council as part of that legislative process. So that's right. I just want to, you know, when you give your recommendations or reports to City Council, that's actually us with our staff report when we take a legislative or quasi what have you, an item to the Planning Board for that.
Right, yeah, we always see that with a staff presentation at right. the Planning Board. Right. Yes, I've seen that on the agendas.
Yeah.
So well, any of these recommendations stepping on people's toes, they feel offended that they may already be doing these and we have no business making a recommendation about those things?
I think what Glenn's trying to do is, that, are these already in the works in another area? But if they are, then we can move the ball forward. Would that be...
I just don't want to have anybody think that we're stepping on their toes by making a recommendation that they think that it's their responsibility and we should just be quiet.
No. I think following that process, and when we get you on the Planning Board item, you know, we'll staff and do the introduction, you know, part of your role is to make those recommendations and to look at the beautification and the environment of the city. And you know, and consider your recommendations. So you know, you have been appointed by City Council, you know, to do those recommendations well when it comes to beautification and environment. Mm-hmm. So y'all have done some groundwork and some studying, you know, and you know, need to be part of the process. And you know, coming up with a report now and giving it to them and having the detail of some of your concerns about, you know, what kind of your recommendations and things maybe we look for when we're looking at the land development code and looking at the comprehensive plan, because we'll be looking at that too, you know, to have that part of that public process. It's part of the process. I mean, you know, your committee is going to be part of the public process. Mm-hmm. The Planning Board is going to be part of that public process. Stakeholders, the developers are going to be part of that public process. So it's everybody together, citizens, part of that public process too. So no one committee, no one planning board, no one stakeholder is more important than the other. It's a public process and discussion of moving that forward with ultimately the recommendations going forward to our City Council, our elected officials who made that final decision.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't want you all to feel any, you know, no, it's, you're part of this process.
Okay.
So then our report kind of stops there then, I guess, at the Planning Board.
I don't think it stops there. I think it is your opportunity. I think it's a moving forward with, I think it's your opportunity to talk about your work that you have been doing and some of the concerns that you have, and give that to you know, the Planning Board for consideration of when we will be discussing the environmental conservation chapter in our land development code and our comprehensive plan, and that you've already started that work. And you know, when we do our introduction, I mean, it is one of our goals this year to reevaluate and bring that chapter forward. We've got, you know, the chapters that we're working on right now that are high priority with our land development code is the sign code, which is nothing new. It's just some our attorneys, we have to change some language in the code. And then Beth with the architectural regulations, and then, you know, environmental definitely is this year. So we definitely want to do that this year. Matter of fact, Denise emailed me and said, "Got to get a timeline going on it to see when we're going to move that forward." So, but I think it's a great intro. We're going to do it this year. We'll get you on agenda. I don't know when. I think, what are y'all gonna make the changes and vote next month to
approve it? I think I want to do it for next month. That would be good.
Approve it here next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are get the final one, and then we'll get you on the next available planning board.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll probably be next year because we don't meet in November and we get in December. It'll probably be in next year.
We need in December.
December, yeah, or December 5th, yeah. But yeah. We're going to finish this next
month. Next month is would be
October.
And then, and then we meet one more time for the year. So we would need to do it. Okay, but on this then, Ray, we'll reword this for the planning board, the cover letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll do that too, and we'll have that ready. Same with the rest of the changes. Mm-hmm. Everybody will get a look at them.
Yeah.
We'll all be looking at them, make sure any changes anybody wants. Contact Beth right ahead of time. We'll get back with everybody on it. And then it can be at the point where we're ready to say yes or no next month. And then it can go to, as Ray says, the procedures that should be
done. And I know November, we've got six items that we may be there very, very late. So November may not, we may be able to get on December. Planning board, and we can y'all can decide that your next meeting, but just to let you all know, so maybe you can pencil it in, would be November, December 18th.
Okay.
It's at 5:30?
Yes.
Will it be at some exotic location where the city will pay for our transportation and food? I was hoping.
No.
Is it here?
Is that where
it's there. It's next door.
The big chamber where the city council meets.
So that's a definite possibility.
Okay. I like that. Why don't we shoot for that?
What day of the week is that?
Wednesday evening.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
5:30.
You're only coming if there's a buffet?
No, I want a full dinner, man.
Oh.
Come on.
Boy, well, I like it. I like it. What do you think? Everybody likes the idea? Let's work towards that.
This is a school board.
Let's get that done.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then we're done with that item on the agenda for now. We'll go forward with it. Great. This is absolutely fantastic. Okay. All right, we're all ready to go then. All right, then let's leave that and go to our next item, and that was one that I wanted to just fill everyone in on, the Monarch City USA with the Garden Club. I must confess that they were scheduled to have a meeting on September 3rd. Mm. We remember September 3rd. We were all battening down the hatches.
Yeah.
That was when Dorian was expected to pay us a visit and didn't, so their meeting was canceled. I have contacted, I've sent emails to Ms. Barra, who is the president of the Garden Club. All this month, I've called on phone and left a message. So I'm getting back.
Mm.
You have no status.
I'm concerned about their joining with us. I hope that they kept asking. I mean, I'm this is what they were asking me. It was what we had brought up already, is what do they got to do? That's what they wanted to know. What's their responsibility? And we talked about having the place set aside, having the soil turn, and all the signs and everything. And I reported that, but they had to take that up to the board. So I assume she's not getting back with me, because their meeting will probably be next week. It's the first Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably be meeting then, and maybe they'll be taking it up, so we can wait for them. But I have a plan B possibility, and that would be, maybe you could also be involved in that too, is enlisting the young people of our community to help out. I,
a friend of mine at the gym had mentioned that there may be an opportunity to bring some young people in to help us do this as a educational matter. Would that be an item we could think about? Is that everything good with that?
I think that's viable. I will mention that I think the Garden Club also kind of works with the schools too, so it might...
Well, maybe we can dovetail that.
Yeah, hopefully you do hear back.
I just had another thought when you were just saying young kids.
Yes.
How about, I don't know if anybody has any contact with Eagle Scouts. This would be a really good...
Scout troops in the area?
Well, no, the Eagle Scout program, they have to have a project in order to become an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, well, we had the young... maybe you weren't here. Remember the young man was here with the birds.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to do the bird as an Eagle Scout project.
Yeah.
So if we could find another Eagle Scout that might want to use that as a project, that would probably...
Okay, that's an item to explore also. Let's keep that in our plan B bag and go with it from there. But I want to go forward with that and as we get going. You know, time does go by, and I think something would need to be done, I would say, after the first of the year for sure, not let it go much longer.
I don't know what the migratory patterns of the monarch is, but what time of year do they come from Mexico north and go from north to south and whatever?
If it has to kind of start as a smaller project, the Holland Park site is probably more available in that there is... planting area that has to be planted out, there is an allowance for it, and the intention is to have it a butterfly zone. So I know we talked about multiple sites throughout the city, but if it needs to scale back and start in a smaller scale and then go from there, Holland Park is our go-to.
That would be the one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a good park. Okay, well, that's a good idea then.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens, and maybe they would want to scale back.
Maybe they'll bring it up at their next meeting, since...
Well, that's what was supposed to have happened, and that's why I'm saying their next meeting of the executive board is, I believe, it's next week.
Okay.
At the beginning of next... it's Tuesday, I guess, is the first. I think they're supposed to meet on Monday, but maybe they'll meet then. But they'll be meeting soon, so we should know. We'll know soon before our next meeting, and we can go from there.
Okay,
that's item three on old business. And now we have another item. Let's go to new business. Now, that's the discussion regarding artists in the Palm Coast Arts Commission. Do you have the pictures that I sent? I sent pictures to Irene. I thought I CC'd you also in an email.
I don't recall seeing any.
I have them on my flash drive. I thought I sent them to both you and Irene. It was framed.
Maybe it was too large and it didn't come through because Irene didn't mention anything either.
It was sent. Can you put these in and show them?
I can't. I think it has to be...
Does it have to go through the...
I think she usually has to take it to her computer to load.
This is a flash drive.
Might have to go to the planning board.
Okay. Well, I should have checked. Okay, here's what... Then let's just talk about it, and then we can go from here. And my work with the Arts Commission, I've been meeting some folks in the arts field. And I was at a gathering with the Palm Coast Arts League.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann DeLuca is a member of the Arts Commission, and she's also in the Art League. And she introduced me, that's why I was talking about the business cards, she introduced me to several of the artists that had pieces that were on display in the art show. Mm-hmm. One of the artists was named Ron Wallace, and he spoke to me and said that he has a piece of art that he would like to donate to the city. And it's an American eagle on a pedestal in flight. It's like Eagle in Flight is what the name of the piece is. It's really a beautiful piece. That's why I have it here, and I was hoping that we could take a look at it. But it really is a beautiful piece.
I don't know how large might it be.
It's probably about this tall. It's on a pedestal. The art, the eagle itself is maybe about that long, with wings extended.
What's the medium?
It's not ceramic. It's some type of, I don't know what the medium is. I can't say.
It's just curious.
It's not wood. You didn't carve it from wood. You're right. You know that stuff.
It's not like made out of butter, like some of the...
It's not butter or an ice sculpture.
I just can't be serious. I'm sorry.
It's not butter or an ice sculpture. It is a permanent...
Okay.
He deals with a lot of natural items as mediums. For example, at the art show where I saw this, he had a piece of driftwood that was designed in an arc, and it had a central point of it that he had put a different type of varnish on in a spray, and he said he cut this out in the woods somewhere. It was cypress. It was a piece of cypress.
Like 12 Dalekers worth.
You can buy that particular piece of cypress at a dealer in Waldo.
I've been there.
Have you? I've been here too.
I have.
And they sell that cypress that goes like that, and many people carve a fish head in whatever, and then use the rest of it as flowing things off the back of the fish.
Have you been to Paul Balliker's studio on A1?
I have not, no.
You should, because that's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
I bought one of his pieces.
Yeah.
They're terrific. And he did the Panther.
Mm. Out there on the Palm Coast Parkway, right on the sculpture?
Yeah, the one when you come over the bridge.
Yeah.
And he donated that to the city.
Yeah.
And,
He's donated several bronzes, I think.
He has another one at
the school.
At the school? Yeah, at, of course.
Wadsworth?
Yeah, Wadsworth, right out here in Belterre. Mm. And he has another one at the airport restaurant that's kind of beat up now. But
well, anyway, this artist...
In the airport.
This artist, Ron Wallace is his name,
okay.
And he would like to donate this artwork to the city. He was thinking of something like in the lobby of the community center.
That sounds real.
And I thought it was a great idea. So I don't know what the procedure is for us to have that, what we need to do. Are you familiar with that at all, Ray?
That's the process. I'm not sure if I mentioned at the last meeting. So how it has typically worked is the sculpture goes to the Arts Commission first, then the BAAC, and then the Parks team. So we will be reversing the approvals slightly. So I think the first step is it needs to go to the Parks team. Just so that they're aware of subject matter and kind of content, and then kind of where it's intended, just so we can make sure that all the pieces that are being donated to the city are appropriate for the locations that they're being suggested for. And that way we're not touching it on the tail end, and we're so far into the process that we're backtracking on people a little bit. So that would be the first step, is images of the art and suggested locations for the art. And then I would, and if you would... The artists would like to come, they can come to the Parks team meeting, and if I guess one of you want to come to the Parks team meeting, mm-hmm.
But we would need to present it to the parks team for kind of discussion and approval first.
Okay.
So. Well, Lauren Johnson is the new director for Parks and Rec for the city.
And she is part of the parks team, so she will be involved in the discussion.
I saw that also.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a very good person. I know her personally. I've had dealings with her in the past, and she's excellent at her job, so.
Here's our representative.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to talk to her about it if we get some photographs and stuff like that.
I have six photographs right here.
And then we would follow the, you know, parks team, depending upon what they say. And then it would go Arts Commission and then PEAC for final approval.
Sounds good. Okay. Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Okay. What I'll do then, I'm going to resend these to you, Beth, and Irene also, or just you, or what
yes,
do you want me to do?
Both of us.
Okay. And then maybe you can send them out to the other members. That's a procedure, right?
Yes.
I can't send them directly. I send them to you. Okay. I will do that then along with some of this other, the changes that we spoke about with the report. And so then you can take a look at the photos of it. There are a number of photos still on the stand. The standings, once the pedestal, donate that. And like I said, it's about, I think, standing up at the top of the peak. Well, the wings are outstretched, but maybe it'd be a little higher, but it's about that tall. I didn't see it in person. I just spoke with the artist, and then we got together on it. Getting the photographs.
So what do we want to do then with that for next time? Just look at the artwork and have a feeling for
it? Yeah, why don't we do that? Do we need to just approve that going forward, or do we...
I'll send it to everybody, but it'll come back on the agenda once it has gone, once it's gone through the parks team.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll get a look at it. And then we'll go through the parks team. And
sounds great.
What can we look at as a timetable for going through the parks team?
We meet every other week. So
okay. Next meeting is soon?
Just had it, right? So it'll be
2 weeks from?
Yeah, next week.
Okay. Okay.
As far as sending the pictures go, if they're larger than 10 megabytes, it won't come through to our emails, to our city emails. Mm-hmm. So that might be why, and it won't tell you that it's bounced back, but it won't go through if it's larger than 10 megabytes. So
but will the email that they were on go through, or just nothing?
Nothing will go through. So you might need to send them one at a time. Ew. Or if you have a Dropbox link.
Okay.
So that might be why it might have told
it
you a
be,
send, but it just
the
didn't.
Pictures are pretty big.
Yes.
Yeah, they take up a lot of memory.
Sure do.
You
okay.
can send things under a smaller, right? You can send them instead of sending full megabyte. You can have it. You can send it reduced.
Reduced size.
Right.
Maybe I'll send
yes.
one at a
lower quality.
You can reduce the size,
yeah.
and then you can try to zip it and see if it'll send that way.
Yeah.
Your easiest thing is just probably Dropbox.
Yeah. Okay.
Or a site like that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's finish with that item, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody?
Yes.
Public participation?
I have one more thing before under new business.
Okay.
Or
is this, wait a minute now, is this something different?
Not on the agenda.
Because it
not
would,
on the agenda.
This would be the next item, which would be called discussion of matters not on
okay.
the agenda.
Mm-hmm. After the public participation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, public participation, see no one approach the podium. We close the public participation section and go on to our next item.
Okay.
You have the floor.
I have a question. You know, I'm relatively new here, and we just went through a whole 6 or 8 months on the current thing that we were just talking about. Carbon monoxide is also a problem that we have. And I'm just wondering if our traffic light system couldn't be improved. And maybe we could get the traffic engineer here to tell us why it can't be done or it isn't being done. Because every time, there's only four or five major roads in this city, and it seems to me that I go to every stoplight and have to stop and then sit there idling while I wait for the on-demand light to change and come in there and go from there. It's just wondering if we couldn't cut some of the carbon monoxide emissions in the city down by improving our traffic flow.
Do we know what the carbon monoxide level is and whether it's critical or not?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, I don't think we
probably know. I know it's probably higher than it should be if we have to sit there and idle at every stoplight.
I know that the I had a briefing from the sheriff's office when I took that course, I think it was, and they have a system where they control the traffic lights in the city, and they have a monitor looking at all the traffic lights. And it had just come online, I think, maybe years ago, and maybe that's kind of things you're thinking about.
Well, no, I think what Bob is talking about is that, you know, if you get a red light, and then there's a period of time, if no one goes through and hits those little things in the road, the light will automatically go back. Is that what you're saying, you know, that... But it just seems like it's...
Seems like it's so ill-timed that there's only Palm Coast Parkway, Belterre, and probably Old Kings, and maybe 100 there are the major roads in this city.
Yeah.
And it seems like there is no continual traffic flow anywhere on any one of those streets.
Ray, are you involved in any transportation issues?
Yeah, we just hired a new traffic engineer for the city. Is probably 6 months old. He is a traffic engineer with expert in operations and signalization. So he's actually working, one of his projects is actually working and reevaluating all the signals. And we're actually using fiber and doing smart controls and looking at a program to do exactly what you just said. Just to be a little bit smarter with the timing of the issues of that. We have done air studies every time that, you know, when we have to improve a roadway network, like the expansion of Palm Coast Parkway, if we're using Florida Department of Transportation funds, a lot of times we do air quality checks. There's never been one air quality check that we have exceeded any standard. We got pretty good airflow in the city of Palm Coast, being a coastal community.
Yeah, it's pretty windy here.
Pretty windy most of the time. You know, it's not like LA, and you know, our traffic flow and you know the amount of traffic, and we really have no issues when it comes to pollution.
Yeah, that was an issue of Florida Park Drive, I believe.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think they did some air studies and found that to be acceptable as well.
A lot of studies on Florida Park Drive.
Yeah.
And there's a big issue going on right now with the changes to Florida Park Drive. Isn't that true? Because of traffic flow.
Yeah, we're kind of looking at different options there on eliminating truck traffic there on Florida Park, and maybe some other things I think they're working on. But yeah, our traffic engineer, that's his strength, is signalization. One of his strengths.
I'm looking forward to his work.
Yeah.
Ray, do you know about that, what I was just talking about, where they have, some of the sheriff or somebody, where they can look at monitors that can see the traffic and have the ability to change the lights?
Yeah, I mean, we, our traffic engineer, he just got that going up and running.
Uh-huh.
He does. He has if you go to his office, he has a screen that big. Right by his desk, where his little cubby is.
Is he located in?
He's here.
Oh, okay.
And he's got all those little screens of the different signals around town going real time, and that's kind of the idea too, is to be able to change and kind of reset the timing. Because right now, you know, we've got guys that go out in the field into the boxes and to do it manually to change the timing and adjust the timing of the signalization. But kind of the idea where we're going is, you know, you'll have, you know, someone will have the ability to do that, like in the office. So they're really looking at smart control.
Yeah, I know the one of the big problems is the on-demand lights. Because, I mean, the one at Belterra and Pine Lakes in the northern section, I mean, there is two cars pulling out, and then the light goes red, and then there's two more cars to pull up. I mean, the timing is just atrocious.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a long time since we had someone really focused on signalization. He's really reevaluated all the signalization in the city. It's going to take a little bit of time. But, you know, the smart control system is kind of, we're going with smart technology. Even kind of related to that is our fiber. The city fiber, creating a master plan and how fiber is connected to the signalization. Because when you think about it, when, you know, what do you call those cars that go by themselves? Automated, there's another word
for it. Self-driving.
You know, the self-driving cars and that technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, that technology is coming. It is coming. Mm-hmm. It will be here someday. Autonomous. Yeah, I don't know what they call it. the autonomous cars, you know, that is coming. That's going to change like the dynamic of planning. And, you know, it is going to be here. It's a reality. They're going to come. So, you know, part of the signalization and the fiber and all the smart controls and, you know, you got to have all that in place. That's part of it. So.
We did just retrofit also all of our streetlights to LEDs.
Interesting.
Okay, very good. Everybody, very good. Bob, very good. Mm-hmm. The entire discussion here, everybody. Thank you. Anybody else have any other matters not on the agenda?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Bob.
Okay. Second.
Second by Ed. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Nay.
One
motion carries.
Glenn, you can stay.
All right, this meeting is adjourned.